Needle Experience.
Today I am talking about something that I've been thinking about for a long time. How do I, as a blogger, deal with criticism that I get online, if I should even consider it as criticism? I have a bunch of notes that I've already made because I wanted to stay on point. And it was also brought on by this thing that's been happening over the last few weeks. I have read on both Instagram, Twitter, and even on Facebook, where people in my immediate circle have posted about how fashion bloggers need to be stopped. we're just getting started. I mean, I'm not even a fashion blogger. You know, I go out and I meet people and I'm introduced as, oh, hey, meet Naina. She's a fashion blogger. I'm not. Oh, hey, meet Naina. She's a photographer. I am, but that's just one of the things that I do. And sometimes, oh, hey, meet Naina. She is, you know, she does branding, graphic design, which I used to do like 10 years earlier. So lesson one here is that people don't care. People don't give a fuck. So you should be focusing on yourself. Do what you do. Do, you know, your work. Forget about what someone else is saying about your work, especially if that someone else is someone you've never interacted with earlier, someone who's never supported your work earlier, someone who has never reshared your work earlier, said anything about it earlier, and then suddenly comes out of the woodwork behind your back and bitches about it. I have been telling all, you know, so in the early days, I had some people who thought they were my well-wishers who would come and tell me, "Arey Naina, you know what, that person said this about you." And I was like, please don't come and tell me. I am not interested. And you are, you know, you shouldn't be interested either. नहीं चाहिए करने दो यार क्या मतलब क्या होगा ठीक है नहीं पसंद आया fine I mean that's up to them yeah it's their prerogative they don't like it what I'm not going to go and convince them oh no you must love me नहीं कोई बात नहीं not everyone will love you and I know that's very hard to digest I still struggle with it I want everyone to love me I'm a people pleaser but नहीं होता है it's an unrealistic goal one of the things I'll give you three examples of what I have seen, not directed towards me because like I said, I try not to look at stuff like that. So there's this young friend of mine. She is in college. She is a kind of a photographer in the sense she's more a personal project photographer. I don't think she's working as a professional photographer. And she's definitely not a professional blogger. It's more Instagram. Brands do hire her, but it's not like not so much. She has a good following on Instagram. She posted a photo of a girl wearing a dress midway through her knee and her thigh, and she's standing in a narrow lane, and there is this man passing by on a bicycle wearing a kurta pajama, and he turns around and he looks at her, and that's the photo she posted on her Insta. Oh my god, the amount of hate that photo has generated is I don't know. People have too much time on their hands. Instead of, you know, creating work on their own, they are focused more on dissing your work. Take that very clearly. You know, people were like, "Arey, this photo is fake." How do you know? Did you shoot it? Have you had the basic decency of getting in touch with the photographer and asking? And why are you interested? Are you going to buy a print of that photo? No, you're not. Fuck off. Fake hai. Kya matlab uska Insta account hai. She can post whatever, even if it is an edited photo. What business is it of yours? Is she selling it to a publication and claiming that it is not fake when it is fake? And how do you know? So a lot of comments like that, and you know, what is this, exoticized and this and that and the other. Arey yaar, it's an Insta stream. The photographer has posted something, and you know, if you want to have a discussion, you have a private discussion with the photographer. The moment you want to put this out in public, it shows you have an ego problem. And I know I have an ego problem, which is why I can very easily see ki ye kya ho raha hai. Generally, if you know, if I leave a comment on someone's work, that comment says more about me than it does about their work. Be very clear about this, whether you are a commenter or you're someone who's receiving those comments. So this is like, you know, if she had shot it for a client and the client has paid her for it, you know what? By the time you come and comment on that picture, she's probably already produced 10 other assignments. And you know, kya matlab, what is the point of that comment? If you, I'm not saying you have to be zabardasti, be nice to someone, but if you've never supported anybody ever, and then out of the blue you come and start dissing them, you're a troll. No, it is not your moral responsibility to go and tell every photographer on the planet that, hey, your work sucks. What kind of criticism is that? As a photographer or as a blogger, if you are receiving criticism, how do you know it is even relevant criticism? One of the ways I would recommend is that there is this book by Brené Brown called Daring Greatly. Please read it. She talks about who to take criticism from, how to decide what is relevant criticism. And it's a really beautiful book about vulnerability and how vulnerability actually signifies strength. So read that. And basically, you know, someone who has never talked about your work, who's never encouraged you, who's never interacted with you, they don't know you from Adam. If they suddenly come out of the woodwork and say that, hey, your work sucks, please ignore them. They are not somebody you should be listening to at all. At all. Especially if they're not in the same field. There are a lot of fashion bloggers who diss other fashion bloggers also. But sitting at a table at a bar and bitching about someone else, that's kind of still okay, even though I prefer not to do that. But sometimes ho jata hai, theek hai. You don't mean it personally, it's just in the heat of the moment, whatever. But to do it publicly behind someone's back and say, oh, fashion bloggers need to be stopped. Are you a fashion blogger? Do you know what it entails? Do you have any idea of what the client brief was? Do you understand that the blogger might have been working on the client brief? The client has approved it, the client has paid for it, and the blogger has produced it. End of story. Aap baitho, tweet karo. Wo aap kar hi rahe ho. But as the blogger who is receiving that feedback, ignore it. Please, for God's sake, ignore it. It doesn't add anything to your life. It doesn't improve your work in any way. And it is, please don't be afraid to put mediocre work out. Please, the internet is meant to be a place where you look at your old work and you look at your new work and you see how you've grown and you've evolved. Don't let a random troll on the internet take that away from you. I have put out so much shit work, it's not even funny. And I'm not talking about 10 years ago. Even now, 70 to 80% of the work that I put out is mediocre, sometimes even substandard work. Maybe one or two times in a year, I'll be like, oh yeah, you know, this was good. I am personally satisfied with the work that I put out. But, hey, nahi hai. Yeah, not everything is perfect. The nature of being a blogger or being on Instagram is that we tend to put out, work in the public domain, and then a lot of the public thinks it is their moral right to comment on it. Sure, they have a keyboard in front of them, they have access to the internet, they can comment on it, nobody's stopping them. But I would still consider that don't be so mindless about it. Be mindful, take a deep breath, think about why are you making that comment? I'm not saying I haven't done it, I might have done it in the past, although honestly I don't recall anymore. If I had done it, I probably deleted it by now. So usually what happens is if I see someone else's work, my first thought is, shit, mere ko karna tha ye, maine kyun nahi kiya? Why didn't I get this opportunity? It's jealousy. That reaction says more about me than it says about the other blogger, the photographer that I am, you know, trying to criticize. If I say something like, oh, this is such a terrible photo, what is the point of making that comment? You know, and where is it coming from? Is it coming from a place where I'm thinking, oh, you know, if I had shot it, I would have done these things. So I will go and do it. I don't need to comment and tell that to the other photographer. I will make my photos better. Next time I shoot, I will keep it in mind. If there is a certain kind of story which I don't agree with that the blogger should not have done, who am I to tell them how to run their business? Yaar, karne do. Tum apna karo na. Tum kya kar rahe ho? And this is one of my biggest problems. People who are not in the same arena. You are not a photographer. You have no clue how photography works. You don't know who the clients are who are buying those photographs. You have no idea how a client brief works. How can you just come out and tell me that that's a terrible photo? If a senior photographer comes and tells me that, hey, you know, Naina, I have some feedback for your photos. I would love to talk to you. Oh my God, that would be awesome. You know what? That never happens. Because that takes time. Actual criticism and feedback takes time and investment. And anybody who comments on your work online and says, "Arey, fashion bloggers need to be stopped," they are not invested. They're not invested in you. They're not invested in their work. In your work, the only reason they're making that tweet or that Facebook update is because they are looking or fishing for a reaction. बिकॉज दे नो पीपल विल गेट राइल्ड अप अबाउट इट कि अच्छा उसने ब्लॉगर के बारे में ये बोला, यू नो इसको रिट्वीट करते हैं, देखो कितना मजा आएगा. कंट्रोवर्सी इज अ थिंग दैट गेट्स आईबॉल्स एंड अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल डू इट आइदर कॉन्शियसली और सबकॉन्शियसली. वी ऑल लव अटेंशन. आई लव अटेंशन. आई लाइक गेटिंग ऑल द लाइक्स एंड ऑल यू नो गुड कॉमेंट्स एंड फीलिंग गुड अबाउट इट. बट दोज आर ऑल्सो आई ट्रीट द गुड कॉमेंट्स लाइक द बैड कॉमेंट्स काइंड ऑफ. आई से थैंक यू बट दैट्स इट. I don't let it affect me ki, oh, you know, I got 20 comments saying, oh, Naina, you're so hot. Nee, theek hai. I know how hot I am. Like, it's good. I mean, validation always works. There's nothing wrong in it. But equal rakho. Don't feel bad or good about good, bad comments. Just ignore them. Then, you know, people saying, abhi kya hua tha beech mein? Somebody, I know this person. I think they're a stylist. They're not even a fashion blogger. So they've done this concept shoot or something where they're standing on a roof wearing, you know, designer clothes or whatever, and there is someone sleeping on the roof, on the floor of the roof in behind them. So people were like, oh, you know, you're glamorizing photography poverty and you're exoticizing it, and this is no way to treat it and all. Are what are you doing, boss? You go do what you do, Naya. You're so concerned about what this one photographer is doing. What are you actually doing to contribute? तुम करो ना कुछ जाके, और कर रहे हो तो फिर उस पर फोकस करो. इसको करने दो जो करना है. एंड इफ देर इज समबडी हुज मेकिंग अ फूल ऑफ देमसेल्व्स एंड दे हैव नॉट बीन एबल टू ट्रांसलेट देयर विजन और देयर कॉन्सेप्ट इनटू यू नो विजुअल फोटोग्राफ, दे लर्न. वी इट्स ओके टू पुट आउट मीडियोकर वर्क. दैट्स व्हाट इट इज फॉर. यू इवॉल्व, यू गेट फीडबैक फ्रॉम अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल, पीपल हु आर इन्वेस्टेड इन यू. ट्रस्ट मी, फ्रेंड्स विल कम एंड टेल यू कि अरे ये क्या किया था लास्ट टाइम, यू नो. पता चल जाता है इवेंचुअली. बट यू नो सम थर्ड पर्सन कमिंग एंड सेइंग दैट ओ यू नो फैशन ब्लॉगर्स नीड टू बी स्टॉप्ड, क्या इट टेल्स मी मोर अबाउट यू देन इट टेल्स मी अबाउट द फैशन ब्लॉगर. सेम दिस वीक ऑल्सो आई सॉ दीज ब्लॉगर्स हैव डन समथिंग, क्या हाँ योगा इन द मिडल ऑफ ट्रैफिक, डिवाइडर के ऊपर खड़े होकर कुछ योगा पोजेज एंड एवरीथिंग. ब्रो द ब्रांड अप्रूव्ड इट. आई एम नॉट सेइंग इट्स ऑसम, बट माई पॉइंट इज the brand has approved it, the brand has paid those bloggers have probably already moved on to another gig. You coming and saying ki ye kya bakwas hai, what is it going to do? Like, what are you getting out of it? You're not even a blogger. You're just fishing for support from your followers so that there is something to talk about. You said something controversial and that's it. You're not adding any value to anybody's life. You're wasting everyone's time. As a blogger, if you are the blogger who sees that and it's about your work, you know, it's like, oh, kaun hai wo dhinchak puja? You think she's sitting waiting to listen to what we all have to say about her videos? Like, fuck, she has millions of views. She's probably shot her fourth and fifth video and scheduled it for, you know, the next coming month. She's not sitting around. Her YouTube videos don't even have comments enabled or below. So, you know what I mean? Like, I get so, like, I'm like, you are not, you don't know what it entails. You don't know the other person. You don't know their life. You don't know where they're coming from. How can you just make all these snap judgments? I mean, you can. It's a free world. But thoda mindful. Think about it. Like, aap kuch to pata karne ki koshish karo ki kya hai. If you are someone, for example, who wants to buy a print of a photograph, and then you write to the photographer and say, hey, you know, I wanted to know more about this picture. Then I understand that it's a valid concern that you want to know how much it is edited, where it was shot, who the models are, do you have the model releases and things like that. There as a photographer, because you are a client who's putting their money where their mouth is, I'm more than happy to give you all the details and then some. But you're some random person on the internet. I don't care if you think you're better than me. And maybe you are, and maybe you're not. But you, I don't know you and you don't know me. So it's, I don't see the point of this whole dissing, you know, fashion bloggers especially. And I'm not even a fucking fashion blogger. Matlab, par itna, the vitriol is just, I'm like, why is it happening? It's, there are a lot of us now who are bloggers. So I guess we are more and more in the limelight. And then once you're in the public domain, then, you know, it's a free for all and people will say whatever they want to. Okay, let me go back to my notes quickly. So I've talked about the photo, I've talked about the poverty wala and the yoga wala. Yeah, did you get paid? That, seriously, once you've gotten paid, just ignore comments. It does take courage to put yourself out there, which is what I mean. It's not people who generally comment on my Insta and say, you know, complete shit are people who have private profiles. So I'm like, oh, but I don't even block them because that is also a response. And the best way to deal with a troll is to completely ignore them. And people say, nahi, but you know, they said something bad about my work and I need to stand up for it. No, just keep doing your work. Kuch stand up karne ki zarurat nahi, kaam karte raho, unko bakne do, please. Yeah, like I said, focus on yourself. What do you want to do? My whole thing this year has been focus on myself. What do I want to do? What is the work that excites me? What satisfies me? What work didn't I do properly before this? How can I get better? Focus on that. Don't focus on, अरे पता है वो blogger वो कर रहा है, करने दो उनको, वो कर रहे हैं, आप क्या कर रहे हो? You know, that should be your focus. Trust me, you will do better, you'll do more work, which is why you will evolve and grow, etc., etc. Yeah, like I said, take criticism only from those who matter. I'm not saying that all the work that you do is going to be awesome. There will be some shit work. Believe me, I've done some shit work. I've made major faux pas online. You are allowed to make mistakes. It's just that when you make mistakes in the public, you will get people who will say things which are totally irrelevant, are meant to hurt, are meant to, you know, get them a reaction from their audience. So they are doing their agenda. Don't focus on it. And don't be that person. You know, blogging also, especially in a country like India, we don't really have blogging role models to look up to and know that, okay, these are the correct things to do. This is how we can grow. There are no standards. There are no agencies that can protect us. There isn't really a community. We're all individually doing our thing. So to say that, oh, fashion bloggers need to be stopped. Arey yaar, abhi to chalu kar raha hai yaar. Tum pehch support nahi kar sakte, to rehne do. Maybe I should edit that out. Maybe I shouldn't. So if you can't support it, if you can't say nothing. Do your work. Focus on your work and let me do what I have to do. It's like this bucket of crabs thing. You know, as all of us right now who are bloggers, we are in a position where we define the industry, okay? It is up to us on how we take it forward. So we should look at pulling people up with us and ignore the bucket of crabs. Let them be. There will always be people who will diss you and your work. There will always be somebody doing shit work. But remember, there is an audience for everyone. Look at Dhinchak Pooja, man. There is an audience for that. I'm not saying do it. And I'm not saying I like it. I'm not even saying I don't like it. I've seen it. And I don't... Yeah, I mean, it is something. And it works for some people. I am not going to sit and, you know, comment about how terrible it is or अरे उसको तो इंग्लिश भी नहीं आती है, what kind of an influencer is this? I don't know her. I don't know, maybe she does know English. How can I go and say something like that? And I'm pretty sure people are doing worse stuff, like saying worse stuff than that. And my whole thing is that you don't even know that person. So just before you make a comment, please close your eyes, pretend they're sitting in front of you. How would you talk to them then? And if you think you're going to call them names when you're sitting in front of them, please don't delude yourself. It's easy to have a, you know, keyboard and screen in front of you and then say whatever you want to. Even if you're angry, I get it. Sometimes you're upset that, arey, you know, kya pakwas kaam kar raha hai? Like, I could have done so much better. Maybe you could have, but you didn't, they did. And I've been there. I once told a magazine editor who shared photos of a party that they had done for a brand. And I said that you should have hired me, you know, please look at my portfolio. I would have definitely shot better work. And their response was, maybe you would have, but you won't get anywhere by dissing someone else. I wasn't trying to diss the other photographer. I don't even know who the other photographer was. But I was just saying that my work is better and it is better. And the problem is that most people look at that as arrogance. I was not being arrogant. My work is better. But there is a way of saying it, there is a way of approaching it. That wasn't the best way to get hired, obviously. So you learn. I'm still learning. It's okay, we learn. It's okay to make mistakes. And that one features editor thinking that I'm a total bitch, koi baat nahi. Not everyone's gonna like you, no matter how much you want them to. So you try and you fuck up and you learn and you move on. But so that's how you learn. And you know, me looking at other bloggers and saying, "Hey, girls are just taking photos of the, you know, backsides and posting them on Instagram, and they have so many followers." Whenever I make a comment like that, I know that internally it is coming from a place where I am jealous, where I know that the brand I now represent, Naina.co, I can't afford to put a photo of mine with my butt. Like, it needs to be in a certain setting. It needs to be relevant. I can't just post every photo like that. It's not me. No matter how much I know that it works, that there is an audience for that, I will get more followers. I can't do it. It just, it doesn't work. It makes me so uncomfortable. At the same time, I'm still jealous. Ki, arre, ye to galat ho raha hai. Theek hai, ho raha hai na, ab kya, what are you, what am I going to do? It's one of those things. There is an audience for it. There are brands who are willing to pay for it. Who am I to stop them? And I don't think I can even stop them. I can just look at it, be a little jealous, and then tell myself to focus on my work and do the best that I can at this point in time. Yeah, I know that sounds like really preachy and all, but really be more mindful, like think about it. Be conscious of what is going on in your head, etc. Let me go back to my notes and quickly check what I'm missing. Yeah, the whole I'm better than you, know. Yeah, this is what I was thinking, that we tend to think that, are, you know, ye kya likhi hai, kitna ghatiya photo hai, whatever. You're being self-righteous there. You're being, you know, the thought in your head is, oh, I'm better than that. You know what? Maybe you are. Maybe I am better than you. Maybe you are better than me. The point is, we're all in this together. And if we just spew hatred, it's not going to go anywhere. I tend to promote a lot of other influencers also. I talk about their work. Someone does good work. Someone does good photographs. I reshare, retweet, etc. I don't see a lot of people doing that, especially within the community, which is really sad. Like I said, we all need to, you know, pull each other up together. That is how we will have an exchange of relevant feedback. You know, criticism that is important and will help us grow. That is criticism. Not someone who's trying to shut you down on the internet saying fashion blogger need to be stopped. Oh, fuck you. Okay, I think we're done. Yeah, like I said, if the brand has approved it, you're good. Don't forget who's paying you. You're, you know, on the one hand, you're here as a blogger because you have an audience. But at the same time, like I said, there is an audience for everything. If you change your tag and you change your brand and you start doing things which are different from what you've been doing till now, you'll lose some of your older audience because they expect a certain something from you, but you'll find a new audience. But you know, who is your client? What is the brief there? What does your brand stand for? If you still haven't figured it out, you're figuring it out. It's fine. You will figure it out. Don't listen to naysayers or people who are not in your field, who think that they are better than you and that they're doing more important work than you. It's like, you know, a war photographer saying my work is more important than a fashion photographer's. I don't know. If I had time to talk about it, I would come back and say, aren't you fetishizing war? But that's my perspective. And I'm, you know, I don't necessarily have to give my opinion about everything. I'm not a war photographer. I don't know what it entails. So I'm going to look at those photos and be like, damn, I could never do that. But I'm not going to go and tell a war photographer that, you know, I am better than you and war photographers need to be stopped. Yaar. Wo kaam kar rahe hai, apna, unko apna kaam karne do. They're not hurting you. If it is very clear that they're hurting someone else or, you know, someone is being misrepresented, eventually, you know, things kind of work out. You talk about it, the community talks about it, but there needs to be a community before that. You know, we haven't even reached that stage in India where there is a blogging community and we're already tearing each other down. So that's it for this episode. I really get going, and today this was the second time I've recorded this, because the first time I am recording this on the DSLR, and the first time I, instead of pressing the record button, I pressed the AEAL button by mistake and the whole video did not get recorded. So koi baat nahi, acche acche ke saath hota hai. So maine dusri baar record kara hai, 1 hour, and I deserve a medal. I am going to go eat, and let me know what you think. If you've ever been criticize online, you know, how did you deal with it? I don't know everything. I'm also learning. I'm hardly you know, a celebrity, I don't know how to deal with public attention and things like that. But if you've had such experiences, I would really like to learn and see what works. And, you know, if you have any particular things that have helped you deal with online criticism, etc., please send me a link if you've ever done a video, etc. You know, it's like someone coming and saying, "Arey, kya bakwas video? Pehle tum banao video, baith ke fir baat karenge." Yeah, so some of it is in jest. Some of it was pretty serious. In any case, thank you for listening, as always. And see you next week.